Okay. Das
Das ist
machen
jetzt
wir.
aber eine Schöpfschmerz, dann soll ich es am besten machen. Also.
Motion, please mute.
Okay, leave the room, stay. Yeah.
It's on.
Mm-hmm.
Connected then.
Yeah. Oh, got it?
I put it on.
Well, he is connected, not me. You okay?
ETYA 1 2.
Good to see
left side of the page, you'll notice from the passions of the standard of the Gurus to be placing Gita, the basin of the Rabbah, the Shatema, is some of the awesome additional dimensions. And one of the areas which Firia do with Yerusha Mayim, having to do with Midos, having to do with Musar, and one of the specific Midos that is underscored in these two passions is the Midos of Gaiba. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit, about the parameters of the Midos of Gaiba. So first what I'll do is I'll read the Psukim and show you parallels. I'm very into parallel structures and that which also you undoubtedly, if you hear Shiurim of mine in general, that's what I'm very focused on, to language, philology, and the like. So take a look at the Psukim in Vayis Chanan. Vayakibiyacha Hashem Elokecha la'aretz asher nishba alav ruchecha lo tatzloch. Vayis Chanan is focused on Eretz Yisrael, that's what we spoke about in last year, when we described the distinction between Pashas Yisrael and Pashas Vayis Chanan. So one of the major areas of stress in Dvarim is Eretz Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is about to enter. So here we have that introduction when Hashem brings you into Eretz Yisrael. Orim gidolos v'tovah shalom v'nisa. Uvatim la'im kol tuva shalom v'nisa. Uvaros ha'tuvim ha'shalom ha'tzavta. Kvamiz ha'sim ha'shalom la'tota. Someone else did the bolt for me. In other words, what happens over here is that we have cities that you did not build. Houses that you didn't fill. Cisterns that you did not dig. Vineyards that you didn't plant. And then the Torah is clearly describing a situation of plenty, where there is Baruch Hashem Alat, V'achalta V'savata. Speaks about the aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, of course, is Lo Chasera Klum. Nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. But then the Torah is always frightened that as a result of Seitai, as a result of being saturated, these are Gemaras all over Shas, Bali Musa, Rishayim, this is always the fear that if Chas V'Shalom, a person becomes sated and satisfied and smug and complacent, then Rachman al-Lansan, it could lead to God forbid Shichas Hashem. Hashem will see Acham Eretz Yisrael B'Beis Avod. And then on the bottom, as Hashem al-Kev al-Tiva, B'Beis Yisavod, B'Shvot Yishabeh, and here you have a number of very significant mitzvahs that are counted by many mitzvahs. The obligation of Yiras Hashem, one of the areas that requires a lot of careful examination in Dvarim, is what are we talking about Yiras Ha'inesh, what are we talking about Yiras Ha'inesh? These are two genres of Yira that we should distinguish between. But here there's obvious that Hashem Elokecha Tira, the obligation to be Leibir Hashem, u'bishmei tishomea, lo tzilkun achavei Elohim achirim ve'eloi amim ha'shes v'nasechem. And again, when it comes to Abu Zohar, the Ramban always stresses this, that right away, of all the three cardinal sins that a Jew is obligated to give up his or her life for, however, one of them generates the kina of Hashem Yisbarach named Abu Dazar. Ki keel tam Hashem Elokecha, v'yishmitcha me'apnei adam. That's the pasuk in Vasan. Notice the many, many parallels that are found in Eken, almost literally very similar in many, many respects. Again, the Torah introduces this week's Pasha. Ki Hashem Elokecha me'biach al Eretz Teva. A parallel to the first part of Yisrael, and then we have a Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Nachlin Bayim is the Shiva Saminim, which Eretz Yisrael is Mishabeach, is praised for. Eretz Zeshem and Dvosh, Eretz Asher Lovim Miskeidus, Tel Kalbo Vachem, Lov Setzal Kalbo, rather elaborate description of all the cornucopia that Eretz Yisrael has to offer. Eretz Asher Avoneh Barzel Me'areh Tatzurik Nehoshes. And again, this is the mocker, the only bracha mina. Found over here in Pashas Eken. The only brother, I said, the only other brother, Rabban, Shabbosarye, named the question of Bechas Atem.
And you're going to go, my curry. Yeah.
So we're okay. Oh, fine.
No, it was muted.
So, again, on the bottom, all this will lead to Rahman Lassana Brezara and the resultant consequence. You obviously see the parallels, many, many of them, between the two Pashas. Lassana is clearly all the details fleshed in, and rather, in what Akev, I should say, the details are fleshed in. Lassana, it's a more of an outline. A silhouette, but it's clear that in Parshas Eken we have this issue of Gaima. Now, there's one of the most famous of the Zohar Yisrael who wrote one of the earliest Sefer HaMitzvos, almost close to 800 years ago, is the Smag. The Smag wrote a Sefer called Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gola, written by Moshe Mikutzi. He lived actually in the city of Kutzi in France. He's one of the Balei HaTesis. He was a well-known darshan. He actually was like an itinerant darshan. He traveled from place to place, one of the most romantic and fascinating personalities. And he was both in Spain, he was in Provence, he was in southern France, he was elsewhere. And he tried to be mechazik. There were a number of such Gedolei Yisrael who went around from city to city and country to country. And that's very fascinating. There was an Odin Golem Alei. He actually learned in the Mir Yeshiva. And probably only Rabbi Feinberg Shlita is aware of his svarim. He produced a series of many, many volumes of red svarim. His name was Blau. You know that name? This is from 50 years ago. So he also is an Ardei contemporary. And the fellow from the Mir Yeshiva, he was American. And he spoke English fluently. And he went around the United States and Europe, actually, promoting a number of certain mitzvahs besides his svarim, Kismiyat. I remember he sold the ritual we learned by Vasa in the Kolo. I wasn't in the Kolo, never was in the Kolo, but I happened to learn by Vasa with them. Why not? Anyway, so the Kolo, when he became the Rosh Kolo, I'm going to Rav Shechter Shlita. Just when he became the Rosh Kolo, and he shows up there, Yisrael Chana, and then there was no, we need the ritual by Vasa. He had the only ritual. He got it from Kismiyat of the Vatican. He was a character, Shein Kamo, how he schlepped things out of the Vatican, all kinds of Kismiyat. Microfish, microfilm, unbelievable, the kind of stories that he had, mind-boggling. I mean, literally skullduggery from here to Chinatown, from here to Hua. Anyway, so the incredible he did. He was an ungodel himself, master Talmud Chacham. So he always reminded me of the Smag, which I actually told him maybe 50 years ago. And the Smag also went around from communities, community, and areas that were weak. He decided he had to be mechazik, that's his function. So now he has the following statement. In the Akdama to Sefer HaMitzvos Agoma. Vayikah shehoyz vasibim ha-shavayim sha-saveh va-rotzo lo-chiyach goliyos Yisrael. He gave tochacha to many different Jewish communities. Nasadi espanai lasadir ba-alpeh ha-mitzvos. Kol mitzvah mitzvah gemamara decided to organize, this is 800 years ago, to organize the mitzvahs. Yisrael ha-mitzvah lo-kol, not all the chibukim, the man, I should not make a mistake, the tochacha, the kamen, 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 why did you write a Sefer HaMitzvos? He's one of the earliest in this genre. The year Elastis came, Elastis came to turn the rabbi. I was frightened to go and engage in this kind of arduous task. Look at the Anova of this Risha. He says, Ish bar lo yedo. We say it to him every Shabbos morning. My father used to translate the word bar, boorish. Ish bar. My father, that's how I remember the word bar. Well, it means exactly that. What the word boorish means, that means a separate shiur. But anyway, kibar anoichi. That's the Anova of this unbelievable Golem. He had a dream. This is mad. Go and compose, write a Sefer Torah made of two parts. I should write the positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs.
I decided to go ahead and carry out this dream. He changed the language somewhat of the Gemara in order that to make it quote unquote user friendly. That's exactly what he's talking about. Wow. You know what he did? He added in headlines in order to make it more readily accessible. That's one dream. Then a second dream. You forgot the most important of the lavin, which of course is the pasuk in Ekev, this week's pasuk. Have any intention of including forgetting Hashem in one of the lavin? The guy Rabbi Ramesha, named the Rambam. He follows the Rambam to a T. The smag is very one of the chsinim of the Rambam. There are many chsinim of the Rambam. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people chsinim of the Rambam. But the smag is one of the early Rishonim. The Sefer Chinuch, not a chassid of the Rambam. You have a few chsinim of the Rambam. Ababdel, a great chassid of the Rambam. He can say it depends on the Rambam. There are a few occasions where he becomes exasperated with the Rambam. Rambam is simply out of the box. He can't handle it. And he's at his wit's end, but he tries his best. He's the lawyer. The lawyer, the Rambam's lawyer. And true suffering. So we have a number of Rishonim who are lawyers for the Rambam. Felt the need to defend him. Anyway, so he writes, he had a second dream that told him that you forgot to count this pasuk. Now, any of us were to be asked about this pasuk, this is a lav. It's true. He cites later, you'll see it. That the Gemara says, Yishrama pen ba'al, en yo la. Those languages always indicate some negative indication. But still, it's not written as a lot. It's not like Sirtzach, like Sinov, like his guys. Torah should have said, don't be a Balgaibini. Don't be, shall we say, don't swagger. Don't be arrogant. Doesn't say that. Yishrama l'cha pen tishkach. Doesn't even talk about Gaiba. It's true. The context is the context of what? Pen tachal v'savata. V'ram v'avecha. That's the context of that. So he goes on to say, in the morning he woke up, and he said, God will be your Hashem. The dream that he had was a real dream. He's not hallucinating. It was not a hallucination. It was a chalom in Hashemai. V'Hashem Elokim Yodea. So he's saying that the only reason why I included this dream, schoolers, the only reason why I included this dream is in order that probably so should receive chizuk in Torah and mitzvahs. So this is a very, very famous smag, incredibly well-known smag, and essentially what he's telling us that's why I decided to go ahead and more or less include. And now you take a look, you'll see further on page number 2. Yeah.
Is the Rambam
there? No. I'm going to show you the Rambam in one moment and discuss it. So after we look at the psukim that we just saw in Parshas Voschan in the Parshas Ekev, and he himself knows that the Rambam does not count this, even though the Gemara says a number of places in Shas. The Gemara has, probably the most famous is the Gemara in Erevin. Hisham and Pen Baal in Olalad, but we recently had it also in Masechta Sukkah. This statement, it's a very common Gemara, but still, that doesn't mean that we count every single time the Torah says pen. There's one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Savnei Sochonim. I'm going to Meir Goldberg Shlita. So whenever someone wants to go to a secular college, specifically University of Pennsylvania, he says, stay doch pen yiftel levavchen. You're not allowed to go there. It's a possible chumash. It's not exactly the pshuto shomikra. Pen yiftel levavchen. And I heard from my going to Mayor Twersky Shlita that he told me, and he said it publicly in my yeshiva, that anyone who goes to a secular college, Yehori Val Yavar. Wow, that's quite a statement. Yehori Val Yavar. He himself is a Harvard graduate. So then I asked him that kasha. Oh, that was a national Shim Shana 30 years ago. But today, with Manina Wanu, it's a den of iniquity. Gilarai Shechazam Abdazar, they're medacting in all three others. Kasha Bati Mipiv Kotchum. Anyway, Bikitzer, I don't think I'd go that far. But whatever the case is, I'm not far away from his thinking, but back to the Rambam. So the question is, why the Rambam and other Rishonim did not count. And let's first begin with them. Probably the one who was the primary and maybe the earliest Mani Amitzis is the Bahag. The Bahag is the Baal Halachas Gedolos. I think I mentioned here, if I did, maybe I did mention, but I don't know if I'm limited tonight or not. Maybe not. It's a Beraz Manim, so I'm gone all night. Anyway, so the Bahag is a question, who wrote the Bahag? That's the Bahagis of Rishonim. Who's the author of the Bahag? So when I was 18 years old, I took a course in graduate school, Bernard Rebbe graduate school. I was very interested in Judaic studies. And I took a course, and who taught the course? Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. I'm going to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the brother of Chaim Baruchin, Rav Soloveitchik's son, who was an absolute genius. And I was assigned the task of, in effect, what was I supposed to write about? Who wrote the Bahag? Who authored the Bahag? That was my thesis that I was supposed to investigate. I didn't have a clue how to go about doing it. Not a clue. I was essentially perambulating around the library, looking, trying to see Svarim here and there. I saw a few things on my own. But then I did not have a choice but to go ahead and approach. There was someone in the cubicle. And in the cubicle, this person sat there most of the day. And there were signs, essentially the sign, two languages I do understand, actually three I did understand. Namely, Lola Fria, don't disturb. Then in English, don't disturb. And then in Yiddish, Nich Kerin, don't disturb. I don't mean you. But anyway, not to disturb, et cetera, et cetera. And then in seven other languages, in Italian and in French and in Spanish and in German. And it was around Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, my own professor. So I didn't have a clue what to do. So I went to him and he said, and then he asked me, do you understand English? I said, of course I understand English. I speak English. Read what it says. Do not disturb. And then I'll be honest, he said to me, you are clearly disturbed. The kids, sir. anyway, so the he then asked me, what other languages do you know? Hebrew and Yiddish. Read, Sternisch. And he said, I don't think Italian or French or German notes. Wasn't part of my lexicon. Anyway, make a long story short. So that was basically stuck. So I thought I was stuck. And then he said to me, come with me. And then for the next 5 hours, he took me around the entire library. I had I don't know if my entire life I ever was zocher to such a presentation. We went through Svarim, probably 150 Svarim he showed me where this issue was discussed. And then from there, he went on to Kisvei Yad. And then he went on to Incunabula. I mean, all over the place. Just a mind-boggling, boki, b'chol, michmani, everything. Not just michmani atela, michmani everything. So then I discovered at the end, bottom line, my home is in Rishonim, who wrote the Bahag. That's the bottom line. Anyway, so the Bahag is one of the earliest. What was that? We were on several floors, yes. So anyway, so the that time, this is the old library, not the new library.
Yeah, the fourth floor.
Correct, Kisvei'ah, correct. That's where we went. Anyway, so, and then after just to end the story, the postscript is that after we finished the 5 hours, he says, he told me, come here, read, Lola Fria, don't disturb, Shadish. I got to kick out of the whole thing. Anyway, so I took several courses with him. The one course was taught at 6:30 a.m. Shesh ha'chetzel ha'boker, achirat tefila. Ayinu chayavim b'agil la'tefila, tshela b'tzibur. Ba'az limen ha'kurs. One course was in Yai Nesach, one course was in Ribis. I learned the whole days in Neshach with him. You know it by heart. And then Yai Nesach, I learned almost every time in the because of that. It was outstanding, the Baldic. So most of the people would be thrown out because he would ask questions, did you prepare all the 75 Ma'amar Kermis? And of course, who prepared 75 Ma'amar Kermis? You needed 6 months. Prepare, including papal bulls and encyclicals and in French and in Latin and in German. So I sat always in the back. I knew from experience. So I was never thrown out. But I sat in the back. He used to go, oh, okay, I say that. Anyway, so I was never thrown out. So I ended up learning most of my sechas of the Zohar with him. And good part, came out the entire Yisrael Neshech. And also Shulamach of Hilchos Ribis. And also Yerodea, Yai Nesek. Anyway, so he introduced me to the back. What was that?
He lost his minion.
He lost more than people. Right. Of course, he had one or two people left every year. Anyway, so he told the guy, how can you prepare the encyclical of the Pope? So he said, I will read Latin. Well, I also didn't read Latin, so I sat down and I taught myself Latin. What's the problem? Anyway, so let's not go further. Anyway, so the Bahag is one of the Gdolei Rishonim who counted mitzvahs. So here the Bahag actually, it was well known, his sefer, and many people, both in Spain and in Ashkenaz and in Tsarfas, they followed actually the position of the Baha. So, as I said, the Rambam, his Sefer Mitzvahs only appeared maybe, I think, perhaps one generation before the Smag, perhaps one generation before the Sfag, they were talking about now Moshe Bikutzi, and the Rambam has, as you know, 14 Chalashim. The Rambam has 14 Chalashim that gives you essentially the key. What do I count? What do I not count? So Gemara says at the end of Makkos, Tari Misa Dem of Moshe B'Sinai, and the Machlokes HaRishonim, is it to be understood Tariag Mamish, or is it many more than Tariag? But Hag didn't take that Gemara literally. And he understood that many, many more than Tariag Mitzvahs. There are thousands of Mitzvahs. He counts Nechadika as one of the Mitzvahs, and they jump on him for that. And generally, the Rambam says you don't count Din Drabonon, and you don't count something unless it's written as a lot, as a negative kind of. So here, there's a famous Rambam. Look on the upper right-hand corner of page number 2. The Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvahs. There's a famous comment. Because, as I said, many follow the position of the Rambam. It's the Dovi Yadu as well. And the Rambam did not count it. He writes, She'em Limnos, Tzivuyim HaNegim V'chalatav Kula. Kind of like a general kind of tzivuy. That's a Klobius thing, kind of thing. Goes on to say, the Rambam, Yesh B'Torah Esen V'Lavim She'enim Al-Dovi Mesuyim. Whatever I command you to do, that's what you should do, Yibon Hashem says. I'm saying, in good brisket terminology, the only counts on is this clear Maisa Mitzvah. If you have a clear action that the Torah actually wants you to carry out, that's what you count. But here, there's no clear statement. The Torah says, as we saw a second ago, namely, it's a general statement, a general Kolbiyistim kind of statement. And interestingly enough, that if you take a look, the Rambam himself actually does have Rameshim Mikutzi, right? I'm sorry, I don't mean the Rambam. Take a look at page number 2 over here, the lower. Now, it just turned it sideways. So you can see it. Here he has in Samuk Dalid, Ramesh Mikutzi, the following very beautiful statement. He says, "Yishan lecha b'tishkach as Hashem lokecha, azor shalei yizgo Yisrael shalom yivochem hashvir lem teva." Don't get carried away if Hashem provides us with beautiful sustenance. V'yom shebereivach shalem ba'amolam b'vichem kol zeh. I did it. It's my wisdom, as I said, my perspicacity, my astute intelligence, my intuition, my knowledge of the stock market. V'yachzik teva lakadosh baruch hu machmas gadosam shal zeh. That's what the pasuk says. Is what the called to pentishka. So the Ramesh Mikutzi, the smag goes on, and then he continues further in the section below. Where's Besamah? First he quoted Veschana. Now he's quoting Eikev. Pentoicha b'savata. Ubatim toiv tivne v'yashavta. Uvkarcha b'tzavcha yibli. On the chesav zav yibelach. Gravu v'avecha. Misharatas Hashem alokecha. Yamadu v'avecha. Second paragraph. Mikana zara. Shul yizga adam kumam b'mishtech hanana abayrei. One should not become carried away with all of the talents that Hashem has given each one of us individually, collectively, whether it's money, whether it's beauty, wisdom. We have to be humble and modest. And thank Hashem for giving us that kishoro, that particular maila. And he calls from the Hazino, Hashem, and Bishibach go to Yerushalmi, which is called by Messias Hashem, famous Yerushalmi in Shabbos. And then the next paragraph, Tochavasa, I love the Rashi, the Rabbim, Abel Chabra, Alav, Zeh, Belim, Zeh, Alav, Oyadaitam. Oyadaitam, he didn't have in mind to count this as Alav. Really, that was not part of my thinking. Gam Rabbi Nemeshia, no Chibra, even the Rambam did not include it, but Oskir, the Cheshvin, Alav. Shigat, Yakam, Hashim, Alavim, Ekrein, Bachaloy, Marsalayla, he reminds us of that dream that he had. And based on that dream, he decided to go ahead and count it. And this itself is the subject of a lot of discussion. Direi chaloyim, as the Gemara says, the end of brachas. Ain chaloyim b'lo dvar b'teilim. So maybe this was dvar b'teilim. Maybe it should not have been included, but he obviously felt otherwise. And he writes, "Nisbananti alav yishamu chametishkach." He said, "God be yours Hashem." V'ineh acharei ken kamu yom miyanti b'sefer. This is even more hilarious. He said, "I looked into svarim," and he finds the Gemara in Sefer Kilu. He didn't know the Gemara in Sefer. The anova of this going was absolutely beyond belief. The Gemara says, "Azor legasi aruch minayim." The Gemara that hey davod. There's a whole lot in Soita about Gaiva. The Gemara quotes many, many psukim, many statements about Bali Gaiva, and he quotes some of them over here. And therefore, based on that, he came to the maskana that this is one of the labim that one should count. So this midah of Gaiva, which, as I said, even though the Rambam unquestionably is quite aware of the midah of Gaiva, take a look at the next page, page number 3. And I have what to say about this, but I don't know if I hope we can explain or not explain. But the Rambam has a famous Shvil Azov. The Rambam, of course, the well-known golden mean, the median path, that one should try to find balance. That's the most difficult and probably challenging and cumbersome, I think, etgar that all of us have in our lives. Not just in Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Lars as well, to try to create children who are balanced. Of course, you'll ask, what is balance? Balance lies in the eyes of the beholder. But since I'm one of the few last balanced people in the world, I don't call that an act of gaiva. I think it's a reality, just a mitzvah, based on the fact that I was lucky to learn by Gedolei Olam, who I think were incredibly balanced. And every one of them, the Europeans, well, come out of all of them were European. Maybe that may be why. Maybe that's why they still had that sense of balance. But it's very difficult to produce children who are, on the one hand, anchored in Torah, as they should be. That's the ideal. That's where everyone else should be. Connected to Torah, connected to Hashem Yisbarach. At the same time, the ability to interact with the world at large in a wholesome kind of way that does not necessarily reflect any kind of kanos, where it's not necessary, or where it's not in order, but rather being the kind of Shem Shemayim, the Holtzad, B'Shal Shal Chayim. That's what I'm talking about. That balance. So the Rambam writes over here, but Superman left the Drachim Eilu Abenonim, him Adrachim Atevim by Yishorim. That's what we should follow. Basically, we should follow the middle road, the middle path. The Rambam says, Shenema Balachti Bidrachim, Kach Lemdo Beferish Mitzvah Zuri. Everyone is familiar with this Rambam, Baru, Nikra Chadu, Rafato, Eichan. This is Gemara in Sekhta Daf Yudalim. Gemara calls the concept in the Tati Odeh, which is one of the most fundamental concepts in Judaism, emulating the attributes of Hashem as Barach. It goes on. Mahu nikra rachum, mafato yi rachum. Mahu kadosh, mafato yi kadosh. That's always used to add. Mahu bari alamos, apato tibari alamos. Just like Hashem is created, you should be created. He was very into that. The alderach zu karen nevim lakel b'cholosim akinuyim. Karachapayim, erachapayim, rachesed, tzadik, v'yoshav, tam, gibu, chazak, lodi Hashem drachim toivim, v'yishorim, v'chayivam, hani gatsu b'man, l'idam zol kri kaychay. That's what one should strive for. One should strive for this so-called median kind of path, the so-called golden mean, the so-called golden path. As I said, it's very not easy to accomplish and not easy to acquire, but it requires a fair amount of effort. Now look at the Rambam below, and you'll see here the Rambam right away is certainly aware of Gaiva. And the Rambam tells us the famous deal of the Rambam, which is also very well known. The Rambam says you have to go to the other extreme. One should avoid Gaiva like the plague, namely, what does it say in the Mishnah? In Pirkei Avos, Miyad Miyad Hevi Shavuah. Why the double language of Miyad Miyad? Says the Rambam, that means go to the other extreme. That one should strive for Anova, strive for modesty, and being humble, etc. That's what he writes. The Yishdeo She'asal of other living by the Benonius. Here, the golden mean should not be followed. Do not follow the golden mean when it comes to Gaiba. Ela Yisrachim and Akotzer Echad, Akotzer Acher. Vu Govale. Shein Derech HaTeva, She'od of Anu Bilvad. El She'yesh Shavuah. Not only be modest, but even way beneath that, one should, in effect, be a shval ruach. Rucha n'mucha l'mei. That's why the pasuk, and he quotes from Moshe Rabbeinu on the way that the Moshe Nikutzi mentioned as well. It doesn't say on the. Look at this dirk and the lashon of the Torah. Rama, by the way, Rasalechi Hill, he was not just a pesek. He said that's a mistake that many, many people make, that he's a pesek. No, he was a parshan. He himself was a great, great parshan on Chazal, on Shas. He's Sefer HaChas, the Mishnah Torah. That's the Sefer HaChas. And he's a Pashan of Chumash Tanakh. Many, many times the Rambam has the Yukim and Sukim, and here's one of the Yukim. Va'ish Meisha Ono. Mei! What's the Mei? And he takes that and parallels it with the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mei, Mei, Devin Shal Ruach. And comes to Maskana, there's no din of Shvil Azor, no din of Golden Mean when it comes to the Midah of Gaiva. And that's what he quotes the Gemara, and that's what he quotes the Mishnah, and that's what he quotes the Pasuk in Eken. Someone who's a Balgaimnik, you put him in Cherub. You literally excommunicate him, you ostracize him. It's a midah that one should distance oneself from to the fullest, to the extent. Now, there's a famous Ramban in Chumash, but one sees all from this and the Ramban in the moment, there's no explicit text that the Rishonim were able to find to put their fingers on except for the Smag. The Smag found somehow a text that he felt was sufficiently anchored to essentially articulate the Iser of Gaiva as a Mag, based in the Psukim that we just read in Eken, but no other Rishonim basically agreed with him. However, you see the Rambam clearly speaks against Gaiva, and the Ramban in the upper right hand, in the lower right hand corner, Ramban has a famous comment that he had, and this is with reference to the Pasha in Shechtim. The Torah in Shechtim actually in the Pasha of Melech. So we know that it's Davi Yadua. And the Pasha of Melech, the Torah there, tells us there are a number of asaras that are given to a king. Namely, what kind of asaras are given to a king? So the Torah says, number one, the obligation to write a Sefer Torah. And what's the reason why he has to write a Sefer Torah? To carry with him everywhere he goes. L'man tilman the U.S. Hashem alokecha. For the purpose of Yashamai. But beyond that, lo yabu lo noshim, lo yosu lo vabla. Lo yabu lo susim. Ben yoshim so mitzvayim, lo man habu sus. Hashem alokem, lo susim baderach hazai. And we know lo yabu lo kesem azom, lo yabu lo ma'ay. Again, the Pasuk says, the loshim of ma'ay over there as well. So the Ramban is looking for a remez for the means of guidance. That's what he writes over here. The bilti rum lo lecha, the Torah said at the end of this whole discussion in Shechtim, but a melech, that why the Torah has so many asharos regarding a melech, the bilti rum lo bubble me'echav, the bilti sum and a mitzvah yam and the small, the man yarech yam and mamachto, who will run up became Yisrael. Says the Ramban, nirmas bikan batera Yisrael geyus. There's a remiss, but not that he's counting gaiva as a law the way the smag counted it. No, ki akosu b'yimna sabach b'geyus v'rom b'salei. So the king is someone that we have to be concerned about, and everyone who's just observing and even observing mikufya, what is happening on the political scene. Since I arrived on the scene over here, same applies to the United States, same applies to every single country in the world. Politicians are known for essentially, the Gemara says the Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a shmini shem shminis for gaiva. They have mea achuz gaiva, 100% gaiva. Every politician that I'm familiar with. And unfortunately, that's what the Ramban here is talking about in the context of the Melech. And therefore he says, at least the Melech is Roy Lekach. He's the prime minister. He's the king. He's the someone who occupies a very exalted position. But Kalvachemeh, Foriori, anyone else, Kibiroi, Liz Romim, Liz Gadli, Aziren, the Torah, someone who actually perhaps may have some basis for this kind of Romimus. The Torah tells him to be Lavavo Shmal. It's a midah that's repugnant, repulsive in the eyes of Hashem. So the Ramban claims there's a remez. That's what he writes. A remez, but not that the other Rishonim as the smag count this. And therefore, essentially, Rav Rishonim did not count the gaiva. They felt it was not explicitly in the text of the Chumash itself where one actually would count this as a lav, as a kisur, and that's Reb Gedolei Yishon with the exception of the smag. So this smag is, as I said, very well known, and anyone who's had connection with Gedolei Yisrael, I mentioned already a number of times, I saw this at the New York Times many, many years ago, they interviewed Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that's all. They said, how did you become such a gadol? So he literally, this is what he answered. I'll never forget it. He answered, someone came to me and asked me a shayla. Okay, I gave him an answer. Kind of rare, he liked the answer. He told his friend, you know, that guy, he seems to know how to answer questions. So the second guy asked me a question. I answered him. He liked it too. So he told the third guy, chava the chava, chakimala. And Mela, it's before I knew it, I'm flooded. I'm saturated with questions. This is Mamish Ra'ish Mesha. Mind-boggling. Pushing mind-boggling. And in general, I heard from Rabbi Nevesol Shita a number of times. He told me that Shalom Rebach, he's ready. Used to become exasperated with people who would send him letters and they'd write in it, and they would just go on. He couldn't deal with it. He Pasha couldn't deal with it. Why are they doing this? Why are they subjecting him to this? Why? The answer is because it's the truth. Because he was a guy. He was out there. All of the above was true, but he couldn't deal with it. He couldn't handle it. None of Yisrael are known for their incredible, unbelievable anova. I saw it in every single Rebbe of mine. Really, it's amazing. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, the Gemara you're all familiar with, that he quotes it also. He says, Sharon quotes his Gemara. So with Yerub ben Nevat. In the Yerub ben Nevat, Chazal speak very, very woefully about him. So at the end of at one point, I got involved with the Gemara says there in the Chedek Tosa, I got involved with Godot. Hashem grabbed onto him with his Godim. Amar lechazor b'cha, va'ani va'ato u'ben Yishai nitayu le'gan Eden. All three of us will take a shpatzir in Gan Eden. Who's directing traffic? Who's running the show? So he said, Ben Yish Rabbi Rosh. He's going to be the one directing traffic and not you. So I'm not interested. If I'm not numero uno, what's the point? Only numero uno counts. So really, it's incredible that, and even Chazal said the same thing regarding Korach. And because of his redivus HaKovid, as a result, unfortunately, as the Torah says, Vativ La'ar says Pia. And so this is really something which we have to be very, very cognizant of, this midah of the midah of Anova. And the Gemara there, that he actually doesn't cite all the Gemaras, but the Gemara has over there in Saita, Kolam Meshesh Yigasas Huach, Kilavi Abu Zara. The Gemara says, Kilubal Arayis Kulam, all kinds of statements that Chazal had, the Gemara there in Saita. Unbelievable. One statement after the next. But to a large extent, someone who is a Balgaiva is married to Malchus Shamayim. So there's a very famous drasha, a Chuba drasha that our Salvechi gave, that I was present. He asked a stira, very fascinating stira. It's found in the Sefer called the Mezi Karom. It's a beautiful Sefer. It has a collection of essays of mostly drashas that our Salvechi gave in different occasions, a lot of Chuba drashas, although they somehow took out a lot of the agoda of the Chuba drashas because I was present, and they somehow either they missed half of it or they decided not to publish it for whatever reason. Anyway, so one of the drashas, he asked the following stira in Chazal. An obvious stira. It's actually the first drasha in the Sefer. It's a drasha on shlichus, very beautiful drasha. And so the kashi is a stira in Chazal. We know there are statements against gaiva all over the place. Kol ha-barech min ha-kovid, ha-kovid barech ha-kovid. Kol ha-redim ha-kovid, ha-kovid barech ha-kovid. And akira batayim ha-kovid matzina sadam al-aylam. And gaiva is absolutely something which is despicable, repugnant, repulsive. On the other hand, it's one of the midas of Hashem's barach. How do I know that? Hashem baloch ge'us lavesh. The Baruch himself clothes himself in raiment of gaiva. So, of course, in typical Bris fashion, Asalvech gets it tzvei dinim. Dialectic. This is classic dialectic. Clearly, gaiva, the midah of gaiva, is a terrible midah. Midah beguna, midah beusa, a midah that's actually mitu eved, nikol apchinot. So, what does it mean? Hashem baruch ge'i slavesh? Self-esteem. That everyone has to have a sense of self-esteem. Everyone has to have a sense of whom they are. They have kishrenus, they have what to contribute, every single person. Gaiva is something which is absolutely unconscionable. But mitzad sheni, everyone should develop their own self-esteem. That's called gaiva dikdusha. As my father used to say, jumping Jehoshaphat. So Yehoshaphat HaMelech. Vayik ba'libo b'dak Hashem. That sense of gaiva saleh, that everyone has what to contribute, to call you, so that's something which is not only acceptable, that's something which is desirable, that's something which is significant. And anyone who's in the world of chinuch knows that that's the key to chinuch, the key to be mechanich. Our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren is to give them a sense of self-esteem, a sense of self-worth, and each one, chanech and alpidarko, that's the only way it can be done, is by alpidarko. Each one has to have a tailor-made kind of chinuch, and that's the chinuch that actually one should strive for, to the largest extent. Okay, I maybe just give me a few more minutes, even though it's Beit Hazmanim. So even that, the Malam and Hazman.
We started
a little late. Oh, that's right, we started a bit late. Thank you. Malam is chus hakal yisrael. Oh, Hashem, Hashem should bless you. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that I think it's well known that, I don't know how familiar you are with Chabadikim. So I've had a lot of contact with Chabadikim my entire life, my entire rabbinic life. And let's put it nicely, Bein Matoy, Bein Lehuto. It's been in all different types of directions. And every city I lived in, the one thing I was astounded by them is this quality that they have, by Yigbal Liba B'dark Yashem. I am misfall from it. That no matter where they are literally, for example, my Mishmacha comes from Portland, Maine now. You probably never heard of that state. There's a state called Maine. It's in the northeastern corner of the United States. So I used to go there actually to visit my grandmother, La Shalom, every summer. I was 4 years old, 5 years old. My mother, La Shalom, used to take us. My grandmother actually is from Vilna, and she actually had a cow. I mentioned it a few times already. She owned a cow. Why she owned a cow in Portland, Maine? Because she wanted the Chol of Yisrael. Und dem ki hot grad Yiddish. She spoke to the cow in Yiddish. She didn't speak English. And so this cow spoke Yiddish. I thought the cow spoke Yiddish. That's what I honestly thought. Bessie, kumdor. Anyway, kids are so Chol Yisrael account put the name this back decades ago, many decades ago. I was reading this spot from this. I remember when I used to walk out of the house, so she was always worried about Ein Hora. So she used to tie my fingers with Reita Bindalach, all kinds of red. I'm 3 years old. And then she poured, literally, I mean, it was almost the entire diamond crystal salt box into my pockets in order to ward off the Ein Hora. All kinds of stuff. And later on, I thought this smacked it up. So she got a dissolve here, and then my literature element in me, etc. But the kids are, that's how I grew up. So anyway, the city of Portland, Maine, is my name, unfortunately. It's really a city, I have cousins who still live there, and it's a city without Yiddishkeit. So who came to rebuild the city? Chabad. I'm dispelled from what they did. They rebuilt the shul, they rebuilt the mikvah, they rebuilt the day school. The day school came out from families that I'm not from, not sure if it's a tichlal. Or for that matter, there in Portland, Maine, on Sukkot time, comes the Chabadnik walking down the streets with the Lulavit, with Gaiva. Unbelievable. And it said in Shulchan Aruch, question is, what are the parameters of that? I remember I heard from Agur Nevi Kamenetsky in 83. So I asked him, I saw in Muncie, some people have their benching, Uvnei Muncie, Yerakadish Meherv Yomeno. I say that in my Nusach. Uvnei Yushalayim Yerakadish Meherv Yomeno. The kids there, so I saw many people used to go to shul with the talis and Muncie. At the end of the day, it's a, as far as I know, it's in the state of New York, and it's a non-Jewish kind of environment. So I asked Hagoyin Dav Yankin, was that the right thing to do? The elder was awesome. That one should not walk in the streets of a non, even though Muncie, of course, even then was already certainly probably primarily, I assume, who lived there, primarily Jews, from Jews, I imagine. Well, because he felt it was not appropriate to go ahead and so the question is, what are the Dorim of this Bayish between the other Mamaligal of Avodas Hashem Yitzbarach? And then he also discussed with me the Green Rochis. What was that?
What were they doing?
They were wearing the Talisim and Tzul in the streets. Now, it does say that before you go into the Beis HaKnesset, you put on the Talis and Tzul. I don't do it for a number of reasons. One day you can discuss it with me privately, but whatever the case is, I think that it's not easy to define what does it mean by Yisbayish with David Adam Hamalilu of Avodas Hashem. What does that mean to be a proud Jew? I mean, sometimes it's not so safe to be a proud Jew, depending on where you are. If you, someone just told me recently under one of these stories about he was in Europe, he was in Belgium actually. He decided to wear his kippah, and a Talmud of mine actually from the Yeshiva, and he was attacked. For wearing a kippah. I asked, why do you wear a kippah for? You know, its area is somewhat anti-Semitic and their behavior leaves a lot to be desired. Why don't you wear a cap? He said, I wanted to show I'm a proud Jew. So he ended up in a hospital, a proud Jew in a hospital. So that's not, again, one has to have also seichel. That's what I'm talking about balance before. It's not easy to find exactly what the dharma are, even though we have a clear din of Shulchan Aruch. So I say this only because, again, if you take a look at the Mittel Rebbe of the Chabad, the Mittel Rebbe was a great Tzadikim and great Gainim. So he writes here, has a whole kuntris. A whole kuntris on Gaivudik Dusha. A whole kuntris on the that one has to know and have to apply Gaivudik Dusha, which is not a. So, okay, I'll just in the Sayyid, because I don't think it's right to go beyond. Maybe I'm Gezel Shina. But anyway, the. let's see, I have a Girsa that. Ibri Laila Ella the Girsa. There is another Girsa, Ibri Laila the Shina. But that's not my gear. So anyway, so the one that I use is Libra Laila Ella the gear sub. So in general, the Midah of Gaiva is a Midah that, as I said earlier from Rav Soloveitchik, in terms of the in terms of self-esteem, Hashem Malach Yeris Lovish. I saw that the Chayodam writes, he quotes the Talmud Munkulas of the Pasuk of Ashir and Hashem Kigo Go. The Banusham is Misgoya. I'll call again. I'll call Elohim is going. Elohim is these not that he's chas v'shalom about guy, but he's mashdil gayim. On the other hand, as I said, Hashem malach yayis lovei. So we have to somehow find a way to both develop the midah of gaiva, the midah of self-esteem that all of us have. And I maintain that the way to do it, every Jew has a chelik in Talmud Torah. I really, honestly, and sincerely subscribe to that idea, to that notion that every Jew can become a ben Torah. I'm not saying every Jew can become a Dol Ador, but I think every Jew can become a serious Ben Torah and is capable of really developing. And I happen to be of the opinion today, I'm so chilled out as a result of dealing in the world of Chinuch. If a person, let's say, has no cheshek, or doesn't have a semen nitiya for a black yibara, he's not a kosher baika. Now, some of my rabbi and my yeshiva don't agree with me. They're mavish litvaks. But they're young litvaks. And young litvaks become middle-aged litvaks, become older litvaks. And let's say someone has interest in learning Chumash and Tanakh, and let's say he has interest in Machshava, and learning Puzari, Abil Alevi, Chavis Albovis, and learning Musa, I think Alti Basi Chodama. Ashita is that we have to learn to literally try to deal with everyone at their level, but hopefully, Nes Hashem, all of these avenues will ultimately lead to the ultimate avenue, which is Torah Shabbat. Because the ikar of what we are all about at the end of the day is Torah Shabbat. That's unquestionably, and you see from Chaim Lamojna, you see from many, many Dolly Hoshenim. But on the other hand, the question is, how do we get there? The answer is, Habi Shulchan Labakom, Habi Dvachan Labakom. So one should have in mind that, on the one hand, not to be a Balgaim, Chas V'Sholom, there's no basis for it whatsoever. It's not changing. Each one should develop their kochas, their self-esteem, and the gather of Hashem Melch Geres Lovesh, Halavai, we should provide, each one of us should be able to achieve that balance between these two, and this Hashem will all become, in Shum Sofek, individuals who are Rebbe Hashem, and those who are going to make a Mekadashem Shavayim Barabim, the Netzach and Sofek.
No, I understand that. Halavai, you got to. I'm going to that